Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
The bionic redneck, superstar, the Texas rattlesnake. These are just a few aliases of the retired professional wrestler, actor, and television host, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I traveled to speak with Steve at his Broken Skull Ranch, just outside of Agua Dulce, California. We talked about life post-wrestling, the toll it's taken on his body, and his various business ventures. That's a beautiful studio, Steve.
Thank you very much.
You're doing an episode a week, a day. How often are you cranking out material?
Yeah, we film an episode a day for about 2 months here on the Broken Skull Ranch in Agua Dulce. Got some badass competitors doing physical challenges.
Yeah,
yeah, just really peak athletic performance.
So, like a strongman competition, will you have guys in the backyard here at Agua Dulce, like? Compete carrying refrigerators running down through the yard or something?
Oh, yeah. I got it in my backyard here. Look through this window right here. You see there's a dirt track. They carry a log up this hill.
Okay.
There's an obstacle course you can see there. It kind of disappears into the distance. And on the very top, there's a bell they ring, and that's how they win that particular competition.
American Gladiator,
practically. Yeah, precisely.
Oh, that's amazing. And you're filming this as well. You have, like, a reality show that films here, like your multimedia?
Mm-hmm.
Explain the reality show real brief for our viewers who don't...
Yeah, so it's on CMT, Country Music Television, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. And like I said, we got former Marines, former Army generals, high-performance athletes carrying all manner of heavy shit up this hill. And, yeah, it's just a badass show, man.
That's awesome. Did you see the Andre the Giant doc yet?
Oh, yeah, I did. I bawled my eyes out.
Yeah.
So sad. I mean, I met that guy. He farted up a storm.
It was great to see you emote. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rich.
Hi. Matt Walsh, UCB Sports and Leisure.
Oh, hey,
you
Matt,
are,
how you doing? Sorry, I didn't introduce myself.
That's okay.
Rich Santarelli, I'm Stone Cold's food, substance, and vice counselor / therapist / friend. I like to think of myself as also a friend.
I thought you were like a... So you're not a producer in any way, a creative partner. You are like a buddy? Is that fair to characterize
you? I'm his sponsor, Stone Cold. Look, he's got it together right now, but he's known to have some... with all due respect, Mr. Stone Cold, he's got some vices, and I'm here just to, you know... making sure he's
well,
in
if you
check.
Want to unpack that, we have a lot of listeners. What is your advice?
I mean, I had a run-in with the juice, with the steroids.
The Claire.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was the culture of the time. You know, everybody's doing it. Get all summed up, drink a 30-pack of Natty Light, do some juice. Get ripped.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Soma'd up. What is Soma'd up?
Soma is a painkiller.
Okay.
So, you take...
You need that.
Yeah. Dose is about, 200 milligrams. I was up to...
You don't need it. You don't need it.
Well, I mean,
I need it
I'm in pain.
You don't... No, you don't... Nope. And pain, we've talked about this. Pain is a state of mind. It's not a real feeling.
Words shape the way we think. I kind of agree with Rich here. Maybe some of the... We should choose... the correct words to sort of put this behind us.
Right.
So
what's the right word for when I wake up?
You didn't want it. What was it? Tell them.
What?
You didn't need it. What?
What?
Oh, this is like a this is great. This is like a rhyme or is this like a rhyme they teach you at Sober Buddy School?
Stone Cold has this thing with his fans where he says what? And it's rhetorical. It's completely rhetorical.
You didn't need it. You didn't want it cuz you were a disaster when you were on it.
Right.
How about that?
Look, I'm a global icon and a national treasure. I think we can all agree with that.
Sure.
Just because sometimes I like to get, I have a couple margaritas and some somas, and I poke my butt with a needle to get a jolt, get me going in the morning. I don't see like I have a problem, but I guess, fine. I don't need it. I don't want it. And whatever, when I was on it, fine.
Great. That
this
was great.
This is the work. Wow, thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing your life with our listeners. This is really heavy stuff, and you too, Rich. Thank you for being here. So
anything,
I guess anything we can do to shatter the myth of toxic masculinity where I can't be emotional or speak to my feelings, I guess that's a net benefit for the world.
So what's your day been like so far? Have you cranked out a TV show, a podcast, and are you off to do something else? Like, what's a typical day in the life here at the Broken Skull Ranch?
We just wrapped for the day, so I think I'm probably going to throw the irons around a little bit.
A little weightlifting,
get the blood flowing, maybe head on down to El Segundo where they make my beer, and we're going to try out.
Not have any sense.
Well, I mean, I got to do quality control, Rich.
No, we talked about the wafting, right? I waft it, right.
Like in chemistry class where you waft it. You don't want to, like, put your nose in it. But, I mean, look, I got a pretty badass IPA. It's called Broken Skull IPA. I got to be able to taste it. I can't be putting stuff out there.
Sure. I side with Steve on this.
Thank you very much, man.
I mean, and it sounds like you had a problem with steroids, not alcohol.
Oh, no, I had a problem with alcohol.
Oh, you did?
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I said, get somewhat up, drink a 30-pack of Natty Light.
You did say that.
Yeah, 30-pack a day.
Okay.
I'm a thirsty boy.
Well, maybe slamming weights around. I mean, I'll slam weights around if you want, but is that a trigger? Is that going to put you in the cycle of, like, I need to get the needle in my butt?
There's only one way to find out, I guess.
You have to go easy with the weights, okay?
Yeah, wait, let's head on into my weight room. It's right over here behind the garage here.
Oh, a lot of posters of you with various WWE stars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's this one here is from WCW. That's when I started.
Okay.
That was the Hollywood Blondes. Yeah. I was stunning Steve Austin at the time, had a full head of hair. Don't got that no more.
Rich, were you ever a wrestler?
I was what's called a jobber. Yeah, it's a wrestler who doesn't ever win a match.
Like a heel? I don't know much about wrestling.
No, heel's a good guy, bad guy. I was so indistinguishable and so unimportant that I wouldn't even have an allegiance to good or bad.
Do you remember any of the names they gave you over the years
my
of
big
being a jobber?
Was I was Rich
Gimmick.
The,
your gimmick.
My
sorry.
Gimmick. Yes, my gimmick was I was Rich the Fish. You know Jake the Snake?
Sure, I've heard of him. Yeah, I saw him in Beyond the Ropes.
He came out with a snake, right?
Yes.
I came out with a fish. I was Rich the Fish. I came out with a full fish tank and one...
Oh, fish tank?
Yeah, I walk out with
tropical fish.
Yeah, betas and, like, tiger fish and...
This
yeah.
is, like, doesn't seem stadium appropriate. The visuals seem too small.
That's what they said, but I fought for this gimmick very hard, and I was spilling
with
water.
With an aerator, literally an aerator and kelp in the bed
Absolutely.
And everything. Wow.
And I would get down to the ring, and I would plug in right there. They'd have a plug for me. So
like
I
the scuba
get,
diver that
the
bubbled
scuba diver
up.
with the
you
old,
like that?
Oh, I love that. I love, like, fun aquariums.
So you remember his gimmick
I remember his gimmick.
Yeah. Well, one time we wrestled.
What?
Hey, that's how we met. We wrestled each other. He came out, he was wasted. I mean,
and who were you at this time? Were you blonde-haired this guy, or which
point,
Steve Austin
at
were
At that
you?
Point, I'm the ringmaster Steve Austin.
The
I was
ringmaster
called that
Steve Austin.
Because I was a ring technician, all right? Because some people are just brawlers.
Yeah.
I was more of a technical mat wrestler, a lot of grappling, a lot of catch wrestling, stuff like that. And I had a match with this guy right here, and I was just so enamored with his aquarium. It brought me so much peace just to watch his little fish. He's swimming around. I had never known peace like that in my life.
And he got you hooked in the aquarium game.
Oh, yeah.
That's so interesting.
That was my main technique, was just to distract.
Yeah.
Was distract people with my fishes.
So you would wheel it on in the ring, and then
I didn't wheel it. I would carry it with one hand, like, you know, like
a
waiter carrying a tray to a car, you know, like on roller skates, which
splashing.
I did one time.
Yeah. Water splash. Oh, you were the roller skating Rich the Fish.
I did. I would roller skate down to the ring one time, and then what happened was the big problems. I splashed a bunch of the water. I splashed on one of the kids in the front row. Algae went all in his face, his eyes. That kid died.
Yeah. From algae?
Yeah, he was. I mean, there's like a small percentage of the population has an algae allergy, and apparently this kid was one of them.
Algae allergy.
Did that end the skates or the whole fish tank routine?
Just the skates.
They were willing to continue on?
Dirty business. Dirtiest business in the game. That's why I'm out of it. I'm out of it, and I'm trying to keep Stone Cold nice and fresh and sober and happy.
So Rich the Fish had how many bouts, could you guess?
40 bouts, 0-40.
0-40. Very biblical number, 42.
Actually, 0-40 and then a no contest for the time where the kid died.
Oh, they wouldn't even?
Yeah.
Y'all want me to leave? You can get like an interview with Rich the Fish here.
I'm sorry, Steve.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I gotta let my dog out, Mula. I gotta go let her out. I can go do that while you guys chop it up his hat on a hat gimmick of roller skates and a fish tank.
That is my fault. That is completely my fault, Stone Cold Steve Austin. You, in fact, are the story here.
Thank you for letting me live here. I'm sorry that I'm stealing focus here.
Rent is due in like 2 days.
Okay, we'll talk about that off the air.
I'm just saying.
We'll talk about that later.
You're very codependent with this guy. You're sort of monopolizing. Well, take me around the studio and the house and...
All right, yeah. Right over here, we got all of my title belts. I've held every belt there is to hold. I got the big old hunk of gold there, the WCW Heavyweight Championship belt. I got the big one, the WWF Heavyweight Championship. Wow. Got the Intercontinental Championship. Won that one off.
Are you shaking hands with the Queen of England in that?
Oh yeah, that's me right there.
That's amazing.
The old matriarch. Yeah, she wanted to knight me, but I didn't want to because I'm a born in the USA boy. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. It would have hurt your brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have hurt your brand. And there's like 4 weddings here. Is that literally you've been married 4 times, or are these just stunt weddings for the wrestling game?
Oh no. These are all legit. They were all legit weddings. I got married, you know, the state of California recognized all of these at one point. They all ended in pretty violent and confusing ways. But now I'm married. I'm married again, remarried. My wife is, she's at work right now, but she's going to be home soon, probably going to cook up some dinner. I love her very much. She's sort of like my rock, you know. Rich here is also my rock. I brought him on after marriage 3.
Who's that?
Deborah.
Deborah, okay.
Sweet Deborah.
Seems fun.
So after her, that all fell apart. I said, I said to myself, Steve, you got to get your life back on track. Mm-hmm. Who's the one person that always shot you straight? Rich the Fish.
Yeah, which was great
shot
timing.
Shot you straight.
No, I mean, no pun intended.
I did, to be honest, I Were did
you
shoot
a
him
former
with steroids.
Steroid dealer?
Yeah.
Was that how you two met?
Yeah, in the beginning, that's how it happened.
Well, when the Rich the Fish gimmick didn't go as planned, I had to juice up because I was kind of a scrawny guy, as you could tell.
Sure.
I weigh 98 pounds, so.
You're very small. At least, I would call you petite.
Yeah,
that I would call you petite.
And you would be correct. I shop at, like, baby Old Navy.
Yeah, I mean, luckily he fits in a lot of my wife's clothes, so, I mean, when he comes into the room to kind of keep me company, I have him slip on a nighty so it's not weird.
Do you identify with Mini-Me?
Vern Troyer?
Vern Troyer, yeah, the character.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were a small in the game.
I was a small in the game. Yeah.
So Rich the Fish, okay, this is...
That's why I started with the roller skates, because it gave me a boost height-wise.
Sure.
Because I got roller skates that gave me 15 inches.
Oh, that's amazing.
So
yeah, that's a nice lift.
Once those were gone, my career was basically over. So I started doing steroids. I started selling a little steroids. I started injecting Stone Cold. And then I realized...
Well, just because you're not famous, I'm going to have you be quiet for a moment.
Okay,
What was your bottom as a steroid abuser? What was, like, your darkest moment?
I woke up in the parking lot of a Dwayne Reed in the back of my pickup truck, covered in Hershey Kiss wrappers, because, you know, the steroids make you fiend for sweets.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So I woke up in Dwayne Reed, and I didn't know who I was, didn't know where I was, didn't know who put me there, and I said...
Were your fists bloodied? Like, does it make you angry and violent? You don't remember it?
Yeah, I mean, I punched somebody. I think wasn't my blood. I know what my blood smells like, know what it tastes like. It wasn't my blood. First thing I do, I wake up, blood on my fist, lick my fist. Not my blood.
Well, that's
I
not
did
a
something
smart,
bad. That's... I did something bad. I know that. You ever see, what's that movie? American
Avengers?
Werewolf?
I was just guessing movies.
Yeah. American Werewolf in Paris. Right.
In
wakes
London.
Up, yeah, London. He wakes up next to the deer. He's like all bloody. What did I do? Something like that. But take Paris, make it Dwayne Reed. Take a werewolf, make a Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's what it was.
And how about you, Rich? Just keep it short again. You're not as famous as Steve, and we're here to talk to Steve.
Well, I told you that I started as a wrestler called Rich the Fish, right?
Yeah.
So my gimmick was that I would roller skate down to the ring.
Oh, you said that.
Oh, I told you that already?
Yeah, and you killed
the
kid with algae.
Oh, okay. What was the question?
Your bottom is a steroid abuser.
Oh, my bottom is a steroid
or
user.
Or dealer, for that matter. It sounds like you were a dealer for some of the guys.
Well, my bottom was, I woke up behind, it was a Dwayne Reed. I was behind a Dwayne Reed, and I was covered in blood on my fist. And I didn't, I licked it, and I was like, this.
Rich, look, what? You're copying me again.
What?
You're
no,
copying
this is my
me
story.
Again. No, you're hijacking my gimmick, Rich.
This is my story. Oh no! See,
it's literally what he just said.
I think I know what's going on here. We've been living in simpatico for so long that we're just trading.
I can't even tell what's me and what's you. Yeah.
Yeah. At one point, we just kind of merged personalities, and now there's like this, this thing going on.
Unhealthy symbiosis between you two, particularly for you, because again, you're not famous and you haven't done much in the game of wrestling.
Yeah. You know,
you would fall into the quintessential like hanger on. Genre.
I mean, have you seen Almost Famous, the movie?
I have.
Who's on the cover of the DVD?
I don't remember.
The groupie is on the cover.
Sure.
So, you know, support roles are sometimes at the forefront of the, you know.
Kate Hudson?
Yeah.
Kate Hudson, right? She played, was that her?
No, a boy was the groupie.
Oh, right.
A boy was the groupie. Oh, she was a groupie,
no,
too,
No, she
though.
Was Penny Lane, the groupie.
Yeah.
She's on the cover.
And the kid was the reporter.
That's a hell of a movie. I love that movie. I love Cameron Crowe.
We watched that last night when we were snuggling with the popcorn.
I was curious about the codependence of Rich the Fish and Steve Austin, and I was fascinated by the environment which allowed their relationship to flourish. Which is why once I heard Steve would be making a live appearance at a WWE event, I quickly accepted his invitation to document the return to the ring. Whew, I'm full of adrenaline, and I have nothing to do other than talk to you.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Exciting.
Yeah, energy's flowing. You got great crowd. They're all hot. They're popping for everybody.
Wow.
Screaming their asses off. It's going to be a good time.
I'm so excited to be here. I mean, this is amazing that I'm here. It feels like old times for me. Everyone's like, Rich the Fish is back here. I think somebody recognized me. One of the Peanut guys? I think he recognized me.
Oh, from the stadium?
Yeah.
That'd be surprising.
Yeah. He looked at me. He gave me like a thumbs up, which I used to give thumbs up to the crowd.
Oh, that was your thing? Like you would come out with the fish tank and then go thumbs up?
Yeah, I would give a thumbs up. And I would try to sometimes balance the fish tank on my thumb, so I give a double thumbs up. And then I stopped doing that, you know, once the incident happened with the splashing. But,
anyways, so what are you going to be doing out there in the ring? Rich, give it a break, okay?
Rich,
just take some breaths.
All right.
It's okay.
Well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be trotting the whole McMahon family out one by one. I'm going to drop them on that stack of dimes they call a neck, Stone Cold Stunner style. Run them through that wall, catch a beer, smack them together, and go on home.
How many McMahons are here tonight? Is it the whole family?
Got the whole family.
For real?
Yeah. We got Vince
Shane?
McMahon, Shane McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Linda McMahon. I got all their kids. Hunter's here. He's a McMahon technically. Donald Trump is here because Linda's in the administration. They're all going to catch stunners. No one escapes.
I saw Hunter. I was like, hey, Hunter, you remember me, Rich the Fish? And I think he did because he gave me like a thumbs up and he kept walking.
I think that maybe you got to have a higher threshold for what you consider acknowledgement. I mean, come on, Rich. A thumbs up is the most common way to say hi, or the most common hand signal to give to somebody.
I made it big. I made the thumbs up a thing. Before me, there was
no
thumbs up.
What year do you think you were doing your peak Rich Fish? What year was that?
Oh, that was,
give me a guess.
Yeah, 1995.
People were doing thumbs up way before that.
It's debatable. Agree to disagree. Documented, I think you're wrong.
In film, on radio, like
agree to disagree. I think
radio,
you're wrong.
But, all right, I'm getting annoyed. So, what do you script? Because I've never been around wrestlers, and I have experience improvising. But like, what do you know is going to happen? Do you know the sequence of the McMahons? Do you know what you're going to say? Have you rehearsed the beer throw? Like, how prepared are you for a moment like this as a professional wrestler?
Well, for me, it's a little bit different. They just give me bullet points to hit. Usually you get a full script, totally scripted out, all the commas and periods, everything, you got to hit it. They trust me a little bit more, and I know the finish, which is every single person that gets in that ring going to get dropped on that stack of dimes they call a neck. Then my buddy is going to throw my different buddy, not Rich. He's not going to throw me beers.
We're talking about it.
He's not going to throw me beers.
He never got to throw the beers, or he has thrown the beers and it didn't go well.
He threw the beer. Okay, look, one time, 1999, we were working.
Post thumbs up.
Yeah, post thumb. Well,
right. You were out of the Rich the Fish gimmick, but somehow you were in sycophantically involved with this star.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, 1999, Pepsi Center, Pittsburgh, PA. He throws the beer to me out of the crowd, hits a kid and kills him.
No.
Yeah. Well,
no.
I never followed up. That's the first time learning that he died.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
I shielded myself from that.
A full can of Pepsi?
No, no, it was a beer. It was a Budweiser.
Oh, it was a beer. I'm
sorry. It was a Bud Heavy. Hit him with a Bud Heavy.
Well, they call it a silver bullet.
Yeah, well, that's Coors.
Well, that's
Coors. Oh. Well, they call it Coors Light, but for me, it's heavy. And so, yeah, I mean, I threw the beer.
Oh, my God.
And it had to go over the... You were on the top rope. I mean, I'm a little guy. So I threw it, and it pelted some Make-A-Wish kid.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't just a normal kid, man. It was a kid who
like
was...
Like a front row little boy or
terminal.
Girl.
Yeah, he was terminal.
And he won a trip to see you.
Well,
oh,
if he's terminal,
God.
I mean... In a way...
Rich, no, we've talked about this. It don't matter if he was going to die in a few weeks.
Yeah.
He took the boy's life.
The heck's wrong with you?
He had a good 8 weeks left.
Yeah, what the heck's wrong with you?
Well, I didn't...
You can't decide that.
I didn't mean to, but that's why tonight I'm going to rectify that situation. After you go drop a stack of dimes...
Okay.
On all the McMahons, they come out. Then I'm going to come out, and I'm going to issue an apology to the family. Just get the arena going. You know, Rich the Fish is back.
An apology to the first kid you accidentally killed or the second kid you accidentally killed?
I was thinking the second, but maybe both. What do you guys think?
Rich,
I'm in. This could be great radio podcast.
The kid's been dead for 20 years, Rich. What kind of apology? What's the apology going to do now?
Well, I'm just going to say, everyone, just want you know that when I threw that can and I hit that kid, I meant to not do that. I'm sorry. And then I'm going to... tell everyone about my business that I'm a, you know, support, food, vice, and substance support counselor, and I'm giving back to the community now.
So wait, you're going to put a commercial into this apology? You're going to promote your homegrown business of being a sober buddy?
I'm going to go out, give business cards, slap fives, tell everyone that I invented the thumbs up, and just let everyone know what's up with me, take out the roller skates, bring back the beta fish, get it going again, Rich is back, Rich the Fish is back. What do you think?
That's a long shot for me. I mean, Steve, you're opening. You're the star here. I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, what do I think of the possibility? I mean, I think it's a big fat goose egg zero that's going to happen. You look, Rich, I love you with all of my heart. But if you come out there and you ruin my moment, me coming back to Raw to stun the McMahon family, there are going to be issues, brother.
Yeah, don't shit where you eat.
Yeah,
is
we're
what
not
I think
look,
we're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. Don't shit
don't
where you eat.
Don't fuck up the gravy train, Rich.
All right, well.
Like, what
look,
the
I
hell?
Mean, look, I think I'm getting a big payday
what
here to come
hell?
Back.
Yeah.
And that's going to allow you to continue to live in Broken Skull Ranch and Agua Dulce. And if you ruin that, man, what are you doing to yourself?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm here. I'm just trying to make something right. Why can't I make something right?
God, I'm all in my head now. I got an easy job. I just got to go out there.
Can I talk to you, Steve?
Yeah.
Over here. Just Rich, give us one.
Go, why don't you go talk to your peanut friend?
The vendor.
And don't give any kids peanuts. You might kill another one.
Yeah, a lot of allergies these days. Keep them away from the peanuts. I'm just an outsider. I'm not involved in your business ventures, but he seems like a tremendous liability. And also, I feel like you may be keeping him around, and don't answer this, because he has access to the good steroid. He is essentially still your steroid dealer and not in ultimately helping you, but just ingratiating himself and making him more necessary to your addiction. And it's very disturbing to watch. And I'm sure I sound like your wife here. Like, this is not my business. But in this moment, I don't know. How can I help you extricate yourself from this situation?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, how else... Look, it's the perfect cover. My sober buddy is also my dealer. I put up with his shenanigans, his killing of kids unwittingly. his constant sneaking into my room.
That doesn't fall under shenanigans.
I think it's a shenanigan. I mean, it didn't mean to do it.
It's accidental.
Yeah. It's accidental shenanigans.
You have a much tougher view of the world.
Well, I mean, I think I was there at the trial. The judge was like, you're guilty of shenanigans. So, okay. Yeah. So, okay. I put up with it because it gets me the good stuff.
I know.
You know?
And you look fit probably because you're still getting the good stuff.
Well, hell yeah, I'm getting the good stuff and I look good. I mean, look, what am I supposed to do, man? I'm 52 years old. I can't work out like I used to. I gotta have the extra go. You know what I mean? I would be dead right now. I mean, I think I'm subsisting mostly on my blood is just steroids.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You can come back, Rich. I'm sorry. We just had a little heart to heart.
Skating over.
Oh, he's got the skates on.
Yeah, I got the skates
on.
You
brought the skates.
Just in case you change your mind.
You brought them in your luggage to this arena.
I brought them in the luggage, and look right here. Look what I got. Oh, watch out for the splash, because this is dirty water.
Rich, what do you get? There's no fish in there. What do you...
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get fish on the plane, so...
What is that, a toad in there? What is that?
Yeah, I got a weird... This is a toad.
What kind of toad is this? Let me just reach in here and grab this toad. Oh, well, look at this. Bufo alvarius, the Sonoran desert toad. You know what's in this toad?
No.
DMT.
Oh, what?
Yep.
What, if you lick it?
Dimethyltryptamine.
You should not have touched that. Okay, he just licked it. He's going to be gone for at least 4 seconds.
That's a DMT toad?
Yeah, it's a DMT toad.
How did you not think he might...
Well, it's the only kind of amphibious creature I had that would go in the tank. I couldn't bring a... oh, my God. He's convulsing.
Did you have a EpiPen, or what do you do?
Oh, yeah. I don't... I have a steroid. Let me hit him with the steroid syringe.
Hell, yeah. How long was that going? 1,000 years?
10 seconds?
It felt like 1,000 years I was gone.
Wow, you are ripped. More ripped for some reason after coming off an DMT trip.
Oh, man. Well, you come face to face with the creator and it does special things to your muscles. Let me get another look at that toad.
Following that disastrous outing on Monday Night Raw, Steve and Rich the Fish took it upon themselves to invite me out for a nightcap at Stone Cold's El Segundo Base Brewery. We sat down in front of a few flights of booze and talked about some of the insights Steve has gained recently.
Hey, why don't you try here? Let me get one of these beers. Look, since you know the truth, that my sober buddy is actually my enabling drug buddy.
Yeah, you guys been pounding some THC beer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, it's going to hit our livers. It's going to turn into 11-hydroxy-THC. It's 5 times more powerful. If you're going to trip on this beer, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Give me a hell yeah.
I'll take a pass. I'll try the porter, the hazelnut porter or whatever it was.
All right, let me.
But no THC, please. I really.
No, fine. I'm not going to trick you. That would be against. Yeah. I can't do that.
No Mickeys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, look, what are you taking me for? I'm not going to drug you.
No. I believe you.
Okay, here, let me just I'm gonna take it right out of the tap here.
Yeah.
This is fresh. There you go. Oh, slide that on over to you.
Wow.
There you go.
Is that a failed Rich the Fish lager? Like, I see some artwork for a Rich the Fish lager. Did that never...
Yeah, well, yeah, we were trying to launch something. We thought maybe like little bottles. How's that THC beer tasting to you?
Shut your mouth.
No, I look, man, look, you can't...
I can't...
I'm a Texas rattlesnake, Matt. I'm going to bite you when I bite you.
Well, I only took a sip. You guys are much higher than
that
me.
That don't matter, man. That's going to hit you hard.
Oh, yeah, you got dogged by classic Stone Cold. Give me a kiss.
What? Whoa!
When you go from Somas and Natty Light to traveling the cosmos as a beam of light with your best friend and your sober buddy, you get a little close.
You don't have to call him sober buddy for me. I mean,
my best friend and drug dealer.
Sometimes we're sober. We wake up sober.
Right.
Sure.
And I'm sure for some period during the night while we're sleeping, I sober up.
Sure.
There's a good 6 hours of sobriety there.
Sure.
Yeah. Unless your pesky wife shows up.
Boy. Go away.
I'm surprised you haven't ditched that recent wife, because it's apparent to me as an outsider, you love hanging out with Rich, and Rich would kill for you. I get a real desperate vibe from Rich. He's not much else going on in his life.
Thank you.
and a 98-pound former wrestler who had one gimmick for 40 days.
I mean, I have a, you see potato, I say tomatoes. I see a lot going on in my life, okay? How many kids have you killed?
Zero.
How many kids have I killed?
Three.
Two and a guy.
Two and a kid.
Two
that
and a guy.
That other one was a kid.
Two and one dude. One dude who deserved it.
Fine.
And, I mean, what more can you say? I mean, I've done that. I was a wrestler.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm on the FBI most wanted list for a couple for this, you know,
for those murders.
For those murders.
Yeah.
How hard would it be to find you? I don't understand how you make it on the.
I'm very elusive. I'm surprisingly.
You're
elusive.
Literally at every event that he you do his podcast. You're always chiming in on his podcast.
Every time the feds come around, he is so small and diminutive. He hops into his aquarium. He puts on a little the mask of the diver, yeah. And he hides in plain sight.
I saw you had the back door in the mini fridge in the studio, too.
Yeah.
I can hide anywhere. Right now, close your eyes for 3 seconds. Count to three.
Okay. One, 1,000.
And I'm going to hide.
Two, 1,000. Should I start over?
Yeah, start over. I didn't say my thing yet.
One, 1,000. Two, 1,000. Three, 1,000. Get under
my hat.
I'm opening. That's weird. He was just here.
He was just here. Where is he at now?
Whoa.
Is he under this? Is he under the brewmaster's desk here?
No, he's not.
No, he's not there, is he?
Is he in the your Cat in the Hat hat? I know that. He's too big.
Is he under the filtration tank?
No. Rich. Come on, man.
Here he is. Under the Cat in the Hat hat.
Hey!
He was there the whole time. I got this son of a bitch at Spencer's Gifts.
That thing's ginormous. You were in there.
He was in there.
I was in there, yeah. I could fold up really nice. I got a couple of ribs taken out.
Yeah, like Cher.
That's right.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't that ever your gimmick? Like, someone brings you in the ring in like a
it's not interesting.
Medium-sized suitcase or something, and you pop out as a secret weapon.
I didn't think it was interesting. I thought it was more interesting to be on roller skates.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
I thought it was more, that's more unique thing. I don't know.
I'm not trying to bum your high. Or actually, his high, I wouldn't want to. Your high, I don't care.
Let me actually get in that hazelnut beer. I think it's actually a pretty delicious beer.
I would do that.
Hazelnut porter. Here it goes, right out of the hazelnut porter.
That one doesn't have THC.
No, right? THC at all. Nothing. No drugs.
Oh, that's good.
Just beer.
So I see on the THC beer, you say that you narrate a journey through a soul death to a oneness with the light that is everything.
That's right. Yeah,
how do you understand that trip, or have either of you had that trip on THC beer?
So here's what happens: you chug a 30 pack of the THC beer, then all of a sudden ideas and concepts start flying past your face. They give way to larger concepts and images like that we hold dear, like the hierarchy of the male dominance hierarchy, various hierarchies in the world. Mm-hmm. Then that gives way to another dimension where there's machine elves, and they're like little balls of light and love. And they jump into your heart, and they open your heart chakra.
Okay.
And you find yourself face to face with the Creator, and He says to you, Steve, you gotta lay off the soma. Steve, you gotta be a Texas rattlesnake and drop people on their stack of dimes they call a neck. And then you pop back out into your mortal coil, and you have another swig of beer for the working man.
Wow. That's a guaranteed trip in every bottle.
How's that THC beer taste?
I see the same
exact
thing.
That was not THC. It tasted like hazelnut.
Yeah, it's all got THC in it, Matt. Come on.
You got Stone Cold again.
You got Rattlesnake,
give me a kiss.
Brother.
Thanks again for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Big thanks to our guests this week, Dan Black and Alex Newman. Be sure to check out their podcast, Comedians of Wrestling. It's on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. Also, thanks to our producer, Cody Ziegler. Remember, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. And if you like what you hear, I want to see one person leave us a like or a thumbs up. Write us a review, even. Thanks again for listening. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.